Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Morning Yankee Show. It is Thursday, May 14th, 2026. Hope everybody is doing well as we gear up for an off day. Subway Series starts tomorrow. Yankees conclude their road trip 1-5, which obviously is not ideal, chat. But I do think everybody needs to relax just a little bit. This ain't football. I think sometimes maybe it's like the younger fan, which I'm, you know, a younger fan, I guess, myself. You kind of lose sight that it's a baseball season. They're going to struggle. It's fine. Now, what might not be fine, Chad, is if Max Fried has to deal with a serious injury. That's a totally different story, and we'll find out today. He's dealing with left elbow posterior soreness. Left Wednesday start after 3 innings, just 61 pitches, and he'll get an MRI today. He's back in New York with Dr. Ahmad, and so yesterday was a weekday day game. I'm not a huge fan of weekday day games. Even now, doing a... You know, I'm with John Boy now, and I'm doing this full-time. Well, I'm still doing baseball today, which is awesome. But that's midday. We do that around 11 o'clock, carries me into the afternoon. So I'm not a huge fan of weekday day games. Anyways, I was not as locked in as I typically am during games yesterday. And anyways, we were filming something, and I caught wind that Fried had left. And like many others, I assumed that it was probably blister-related. And I guess at the time, they also, on the broadcast, speculated that as well. Anyways, nonetheless... It's not blister related. It's his elbow. And once I heard that, I and everybody else on Yankees Twitter was bugging. And understandably so. I mean, just you hear getting an MRI and his throwing elbow, it's like, hold your breath. Well, I will say, hearing, obviously we don't know, but hearing Fried talk about it, hearing Boone talk about it, which let's hear from them both. Here's Boone. And then after that, we'll play Fried. Fried is not all that worried. First, here is Boone.
I just knew he was a little off, so I talked to him after that third, and he's just, you know, kind of telling me he was just having a hard time getting it. So I said let's pull it here.
What's your level of concern with that?
In talking to him, not that concerned. You know, we'll do all the testing and whatnot tomorrow. He doesn't seem too concerned about it. But we'll see.
All right, that's Aaron Boone. And here is Max Fried talking about the injury. And again, nothing set in stone. We got to find out what the MRI says. But I was less worried. I didn't hear Max Fried talk until late last night when I was prepping the show. And I posted this on Yanks Ad. But once I heard this soundbite, not all nerves are calmed. We got to hear the MRI. But I feel a little bit better after hearing Max Fried.
Could have kept pitching, but it just, you know, at that point it was just like, hey, let's make sure that we can kind of calm this thing down and, you know, try to get ahead of it. I'm definitely planning on this thing being a sooner rather than later. Don't want to put any timelines or anything like that. Obviously, we'll find out tomorrow, but I'm not too worried about a super long-term thing. You know, if I can, I would love to be able to make my next start, but, yeah, we'll see.
Now, I highly doubt he'll be making his next start, but good to hear him talk like that. Let's hear what the MRI says. We'll find out today. We'll be live tomorrow. By then, we'll have the results, you figure. I anticipate Fried won't be making his next start, and this might be a little IL stint, which if so, and that gets into our conversation here, we're going to wait on Fried, see what the MRI says. For now, though, to speculate as much as we can. Short-term injury, if he has to miss a couple starts, which he did last year, which was because of the blister, he made, I think, 31 starts total on the year. If he has to miss a couple starts, that's easy. You just slot Elmer Rodriguez back in. Luis Gil isn't an option. Not that anybody would want him to be. He's on the IL down in AAA. But yeah, you just bring Elmer Rodriguez back up, makes a couple starts, and then once Fried returns, which at that point, if it's a short-term IL stint, say it's like a couple starts he misses, he'd probably be returning right around the time Gerrit Cole does. Now, that's easy. Short-term IL stint, if he has to miss a start or two, Elmer Rodriguez... Stint number two. If it were, God forbid, to be something serious slash long-term, which would be terrible and would dramatically impact the expectations of this team, not totally sink us, because two things are true. It would be terrible. It would, again, impact our expectations with this team. The Yankees are prepared more than any other team in baseball to be able to handle something like this, and that's obvious because... We have Gerrit Cole coming back. We just got Carlos Rodon back. This would be devastating. We're not there yet, so I'm not trying to, you know, get everybody all up in arms. But, you know, he's getting an MRI on his elbow. This is, no matter what, by default, serious. If he were to be out long-term, whatever that would mean, okay, well, that means one of Will Warren or Ryan Weathers is staying in the rotation, and maybe there's a little more pressure on Gerrit Cole. I mean, it would change the way we look at this team long term. And a big part of why it's so good to have this pitching depth is because it's depth. Things can happen. But also our postseason rotation that we talk about all the time, which we're a ways away from this. I'm going to keep prefacing that because we're waiting on the MRI, but we're speculating right now. Allow me. Your postseason rotation then at full health with Fried not healthy would be some variation of Cole, Rodon, Cam, Warren would be the 1-4 instead of Fried, Cole, Rodon, Cam. One team is better than the latter. I guess the former. Anyways, we really don't know just yet. This is something we'll figure out today with the MRI. Again, after hearing him talk, I'm not all that worried about it as I was. I am still a little bit worried. It was the fact that he's getting an MRI. But also, too, I mean, a lot of people, and this is kind of like, you know, the way things roll these days, which I get to a degree. I always say I understand how Yankee fans, like, why they act the way they do, but I get it to a degree. Sometimes it's a little bit overblown. With injuries, I can always understand that. I'm talking about possibly losing him for the year, so I can't criticize anybody for being negative. You know, we've experienced this, whether it be the initial UCL scare with Gerrit Cole, which we all thought would be Tommy John, which it later ended up being Tommy John. At the time, it was, oh, no, he's all good. Okay, word. We'll see him in a few months. Juan Soto, remember, prior to the Dodgers series in 2024, he had, like, a forearm scare. Now, this is also different. Like, the symptoms, a lot of the precursors to a UCL issue are actually not so much the case here with Fried. And, again, he feels fine. But what I'm saying here is we don't know what's going to happen. Like, we always kind of assume worst-case scenario, which we've done in the past, and a lot of times it's been wrong in the past. So that's no matter what where I would be at right now. But also here in Fried talk, I don't think we should worry all that much. We do a daily show on here. We're live every single day, so obviously we're going to talk about it. And, yeah, short-term would be simple. You just, okay, Fried misses a couple starts. You just have Elmer Rodriguez back in the rotation. Long-term, obviously, that'd be a major L, and it'd probably put a little more pressure on Gerrit Cole to be good sooner rather than later. But we'll get there when we get there. I mean, if God forbid there's some news we got to discuss in that regard, we'll talk about it tomorrow. But yeah, so that's your news on that front. We're going to keep with the injury side of things in just a moment because we got to talk about Stan. But yeah, Fried will get his MRI today. We should know at some point. I'll post on Yanks Ave what the update is. But that's the big story, obviously. We're waiting on Max Fried, fingers crossed on that. Now, this is actually a little bit frustrating. Now, I'm not frustrated at Giancarlo. This is how he is. We know that. But, so Boone was talking yesterday, and his strained calf is still lingering. For those who didn't know, within the last few days, he's been going for an MRI. They were waiting on the results back to do a comparison, a comparison to his previous MRI that initially landed him on the IL, and they wanted to see if he can ramp up running. He's been swinging a little bit, but hasn't been cleared to, like, fully begin the pursuit of coming back, and that will continue. The latest MRI did not clear him enough to begin ramping up, and yeah, Boone says the injury is lingering, and for those that are maybe out of the loop, this is where it happened a few weeks ago in Houston, and what is, I don't want to say weird, because, I mean, Stanton's kind of weird with the way, you know, his injury history has played out. But the Yankees tried to avoid placing him on the IL for a few days in hopes, because it was a low-grade calf strain, that maybe he could avoid the IL. Well, now it's, not only did he end up getting placed in the IL, it's lingered so much to where he's going to be out probably, I would say, at least another 1 to 2 weeks, which is a shame. That is a shame, because the Yankees could really use him right now. The offense is struggling. During the road trip, which we'll touch a little bit on the road trip as well, but we'll touch on it. The offense, we scored just 14 runs over six games, six of those runs being in the middle game against Baltimore. We could use Giancarlo Stanton right now. We could use, like, a right-handed threat in the lineup, period. And that goes back to something we talked about yesterday. In the meantime, he didn't start yesterday. Paul Goldschmidt should be in this lineup every single day, playing first base or DHing. You should have Goldschmidt in there, along with Rice, obviously, until Stanton returns. I'm not against Jones getting some time, and there'll be some, you know, instances where you start him in center field over Grisham, which is a tough shake for Jones, because it's like, all right, your platoon situation is you starting against lefties, which not ideal for him. But obviously, we got to, you know, get back on track and win games. In the meantime, until Stanton returns, we which again might be another 1 to 2 weeks, I would say. Probably 2 weeks. I would say at least another 10 days. Goldschmidt's got to be playing every single day. And just thinking timetable for Stan, which this is not the end of the world. My Keurig machine broke this morning, by the way. I brewed three cups of coffee, and it would only brew like 2 inches into the cup worth of coffee. I don't know why. But anyways, I would say at least, I mean, we know he ain't going to be there for the Toronto series. We know that. And schedule-wise, we got the Mets this weekend. We got Toronto for four starting on Monday. So it's three against the Mets, four against Toronto. And then after that, we have Tampa Bay. I was holding out a little bit of hope that we could have Stan back by then. Not going to bet on that now. I would be shocked if we don't have Stan the rest of May, which is not crazy. I mean, that's something that we would expect. But it does stink that Jason went down. Injuries, and that's the title of today's episode. Injuries are starting to take their toll, and this is something we talked about even before Fried. But, like, losing Caballero, that's... Caballero's a big... I mean, we'll have him back in 8 days now. He put the clock on it. And 2 days down, 8 more to go. But, like, a big reason why we get so excited about this team, and that remains the case, because Caballero's not dead. He's going to come back. Same with Giancarlo Stanton. He didn't pass away. He's still with us. He will come back. But a big difference between this year's team and past year's team is the speed, the athleticism, the ability to do things besides hitting home runs and scoring runs in other ways, which home runs are very important, but you also got to do everything else. And I think people have kind of lost sight of that a little bit because of the injuries and, like, losing Caballero and, you know, the depth is a big part of this too, losing Jason after losing Stan, and we'll kind of takes away some of the shine on what makes this team so great, which is the depth, the versatility, the speed. Obviously, Caballero's defense at short. Volpe made an error yesterday, which I don't like to, you know, overanalyze one game. And I'm not going to overanalyze one game, but that could not have been a worse debut for Volpe yesterday. Anyways, like, this is not the same team right now, as we currently speak on May 14th, that we were celebrating a couple weeks back. It's just different. Like, we had Stanton, we had... And again, take Stanton out of it. We anticipated he would go down, but we had Jason. And that was a perfect depth option at DH, and he's still a few weeks away with his shoulder strain. We're in a little bit of a rough patch right now, and a lot of that is due to injuries. And the offense is struggling, not just because of injuries. Some guys aren't hitting, as we know. I mean, McMahon's starting out to hit again a little bit, which hopefully he can pick it back up. We talked about Jazz. We've talked about Wells. Also, too, the Yankees have been a pretty lackluster team on the road. Whether that just be the actual performance individually with, you know, certain guys' splits, home and away. You guys hear that? I dreamed when I was a young boy of hearing that sound when I wake up. God bless me, God bless me, God bless me. I love my life, I love my life. Fried, please be okay. He's going to be okay, Chad. We're going to be okay. With all that said, I can't, like, pretend to come on here and act like I'm worried about anything. I'm not worried about the Rays, who lost last night. Now, I like to play long, and it doesn't mean we're guaranteed to win the American League East, but it's not a thing where... This thing gets us to the next thing. So, the Yankees go 1-5 on the road trip. Injuries aside, like, the Fried thing is totally separate. I get being kind of doom and gloom on that, but... I think we all need to relax a little bit. Like, this is just how baseball works, and... I say that for a couple different reasons. One, it's just, like, annoying to, after every single loss, read in the comments, this team sucks. And that's from the same people that I saw a couple weeks back saying how much they love this team, or even just a week ago. Which, obviously, you know, opinions can change given new information. But what's the new information? A couple injuries that are not... Again, Giancarlo Stanton didn't pass away. Max Fried's not dead. Well, we'll see what the deal is on him. But, like, Caballero will come back. Like, we'll get the team back that we loved so much a week ago. In the meantime, we're in a little bit of a scuffle, and that's just baseball. Like, this isn't football. You know, it's one of those things where if you're playing MLB The Show and simulating a franchise, like, you could just get past this and look at it in, like, the grand picture. And a little blip in the radar going 1-5 on a road trip would not be the end of the world. And that's the name of the game with baseball for the longest time. I'm not sure what the Dodgers did last night, but I know entering Wednesday they had lost 4 in a row. So, I mean, like, this is just part of it. It doesn't mean we're not going to win the World Series. Same way winning 5 in a row doesn't mean we're going to win the World Series. Now, that I could also say, you know, you shouldn't get too high either, and I certainly do that, but if you're going to fall on one side or the other, you know, there's nothing to lose from being positive. But also, I'm not asking you to be blindly optimistic. I'm just asking you to understand how a baseball season works. The Yankees can struggle. The offense will go cold. The 1998 Yankees struggled. No, I'm not comparing those two teams, but every team you'll ever watch that's really good will go through a little tough stretch like this. And also, too, again, I don't want to give too much benefit of the doubt, but I do get it. Yankee fans are waiting for the shoe to drop. Not every two-game losing streak, three-game losing streak, 1-5 stretch, which you can't have too many of those, don't get me wrong. They're not all swoons. Like, this is not a situation where up here the Yankees go, like the June swoon's coming early. Like, no, they just went 1-5 on a road trip, and they're dealing with some injuries right now, and they're not hitting. They got to start hitting. Some guys got to be better. We've talked about that at length. So, I mean, we'll continue to discuss all that stuff, but, you know, it also kind of gets me into the trap sometimes, too, of, like, tricks my brain into thinking that it's something to panic about, going 1-5. It's not. It's not. Guys have to be better, but there's going to be a point, no matter what, where we're going to say that, whether we got off to a great start or not. Like, there was going to be a stretch like this, and we just got to remember what sport we're watching. It's not football. We got to relax a little bit and see it through. Now, obviously, if this continues, and in-game it's different. Like, I do my watch parties. We'll be live, not tonight because it's an off day. We'll be live tomorrow and Saturday as well for the Subway Series. I tweak in-game a lot. I drop more F-bombs probably than anybody. I'm trying not to, but that's not a take, and I take pride in that. It's just I'm pissed. I'm very pissed when the Yankees lose. I'm pissed that they went 1-5 in the road trip. But am I going to turn that into, oh, now actually this team that I thought a week ago was really good, all of a sudden they suck? No. No. When I say that, it makes it sound like I don't know baseball. And I know why people act the way they do. A lot of it is where people try to lower expectations so they don't get hurt, which I think is whack. It always reminds me of Spider-Man No Way Home. I wanted to leave the theater when Zendaya just kept repeating that line. Like, if you lower expectations and you don't get your hopes up, that way you can't get hurt. It's like, what impact does that have on what's going to eventually happen anyways? And if it doesn't work out, which it hasn't worked out in my entire Yankee watching tenure, 2011 on, I will deal with it then. Like, I will tweak it just as much times too come the Yankees, what has been so far inevitable elimination come the postseason. I'll tweak more than anybody ever has come that time. But in the meantime, I'm not going to pretend I know what's going to happen because I don't. And if I am going to operate under a certain assumption, it's that things are going to work out. Because at some point they will, and it might be this year. I think it will be this year. I like this team a lot, and a 1-5 road trip isn't going to change that. Anyways, let's hear from Judge on the road trip. Yanks go 1-5, score just 14 runs in 6 games. Here is Judge on all that.
Start to the season, but a bad road trip. How would you sum up these last two series?
Yeah, it's a tough road trip. You know, you're going to have two or three of those during the year, and the ebbs and flow of the season. You know, a couple tough stretches. You know, this series not really getting a chance with too many guys on base. We got to do a better job when we get, you know, pitchers out over the heart of the plate or we get some guys on base. You know, you got to get some action going. So, like I said, we're done with this game. I'm trying to move on to the Mets.
Me as well, Aaron. Me as well. Now, something with the Baltimore series, and this again just shows how like overreactive fans can be, which I fall into that boat as well, but it's one thing to turn it into a take. Yankees lose against Milwaukee, they get swept. And it's, oh, they can't beat bad teams, or they can't beat good teams. Well, now they just lost 2 out of 3 against Baltimore. So what's the narrative now? Is that they can't beat bad teams either? I mean, we just swept them a week ago in 4 games. So clearly, both those arguments are faulty right now. And it just shows the Yankees are in a little bit of a skid, which they got to get out of that skid, but that's what they are in. They're in a skid. And real quick on the good teams thing again, which it was way too early to even talk about that to begin with, given the sample size and just how nobody in the American League is over 500. We talked about the stat. It would flip instantly once the Mariners and Rangers go above 500. Some teams are below 500 in large part because of us in the American League, but not even that. People say same old Yankees, compare this year to last year. Okay, fair, but they'll complain about this team's inability to beat good teams, which again, I already think that argument is flawed and how that's a precursor of what's to come down the line. Well, what did the Yankees do against good teams last year? Now, the grand picture, they were above 500, but remember the 12-game gauntlet in September where the Yankees were still looking to win the AL East and, you know, we were going through the swoon earlier in the summer and we were trying to get back on track and we were doing that. But then it was going into a stretch against, I believe it was Boston who were good at the time. Boston, Houston, Toronto. I think there was one more team included in that. But anyways, the Yankees did really well in that 12-game. Remember the 12-game gauntlet? It was like the best teams in the American League. How will the Yankees fare against them? And they won, I'm pretty sure, every series. I think it was the Tigers as well. It was, we lost 2 out of 3 against the Tigers. Other than that, though, we beat Boston. We beat Houston. We beat Toronto 2 out of 3 in that September stretch. Well, with the logic everybody has, that would, you know, be a good indicator of what was to come in the postseason. Obviously, it was not. It means nothing. It's about health in the postseason. It's about momentum in the postseason. It's about a hell of a lot more than a fugazi stat based off a less than 10-game sample size early in the season. And now that we lost 2 out of 3 against Baltimore, like, what does that mean? All it means is we're in a little bit of a skid, and those things happen. Guys got to be better. Jazz has to start hitting. And I'm going to stop talking about Jazz because I feel like now it's just my default, you know, when I first think about criticizing the offense. It's like, Jazz has got to be better. He does have to be better, but it's not just him. It's Austin Wells. It's, you know, Ryan McMahon. We'll see. The jury's still out on him. He was hitting the ball really well the last few games, not so much. Yeah, like on the road, Cody Bellinger's got to be a little bit better on the road. A lot of guys got to be better on the road. I mean, they just didn't hit. They did not hit. They got shut out twice over these 6 games. Now we're going up against the Mets. We'll preview that series in full detail on Friday. But the Mets, ideally we can take care of business of them. I think we're going to miss Noah McClain. Game one's going to be Cam Schiller versus Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes has been really good. He's been really good. But the Yankees should take care of business against the Mets. And then after that, we got Toronto. That's going to be a big series. Now, they won last night. Toronto did. So they beat the Rays in extras. We go into the off day today, 2 games back of the American League East. I still am considering Toronto to be a threat long term. Excuse that. Let's see, is it a fire truck? That's got to be a fire truck. I hope everybody's okay. That's the biggest fire truck I've ever seen. God damn. I'm still taking Toronto very seriously. So this series coming up after the Mets is very big. And then we got the Rays after that. Like, it's going to be not a telling stretch for the Yankees, but an important stretch for the Yankees. And they do got to start winning games. It's not a thing where I'm defending them playing poorly. Not at all. But I do think everybody needs to relax a little bit, yo. Like, how long have you been watching this sport? And I say that because I know people that I see commenting, I've been watching for a long time. And it's, like, I guess, a social media thing. It's a fire truck day in Hoboken. I hope they're all good. I truly do hope everybody's all good, but with all the commotion, that better be a big-ass fire, yo. God damn. But anyways. It's just baseball. This is how it rolls. Team's got to be better. Team will be better. But a week ago, we love this team, and all of a sudden, not everybody. I know not everybody's like this. But I ain't going to fall into the trap by reading Instagram comments where it's like, this team sucks. Told you this team sucks. And here's their logic. It's either you're correct in that the team isn't going to win the World Series, which is like saying it's going to be cloudy out. Like, the chances of that happening are very high. You technically have a 96% chance going into the year being correct that your favorite team won't win the World Series. And then if you're wrong, well, you're wrong and your team wins. So it's either you're correct about them not winning, or you're wrong and you get to celebrate that they did win, or individually you think the Yankees are idiots for bringing Cody Bellinger back. Either you're correct or you're wrong and you get to see him having the best season he's had in years. Same with, you know, still to be determined, but Trent Grisham. It's like you're either correct, and by all means, like, have your takes and all that, but it's such like a safe way to play and to like be a fan where it's, you criticize everything, you anticipate the worst with everything. You're either correct, and it's like, all right, you get to celebrate doing that, which I think that's a very dangerous line to walk, which I try to make sure I don't ever do. And I understand it's natural to do it, but if I try to, like, you know, celebrate any takes that I have that are correct, that kind of takes away from the big picture, because all I care about is the Yankees winning. It's not about me being right. It's not about takes. It's not about anything else other than the team winning, which I know I think it's the same for majority of you guys too, but and honestly, anybody that's listening to this show, like, you're a diehard. I get all that. But, like, you guys see the Instagram comments. It's like people are so negative and just so ready to go crazy on this team and say how terrible they are. And they're either going to be correct and they get to celebrate that and say, like, I told you so, bro. Which is like, congratulations, bro. Like, you told me, like, you didn't have faith in this team. I'm happy for you. Or you're wrong and you get to enjoy it. So, like, there's no downside to it. It's really, it's kind of, not to call it weak, but it kind of is a little bit. And part of this, I don't even think, is people. It's one thing to have your takes and truly believe it And maybe some people do. And I know there's flaws with this team. Like, you guys watch me all the time. We talk about everything to do with this team that there's issues with. But that won't always be the case. I mean, the bullpen will be improved. Like, guys will get healthy. Like, this, the American League is terrible. Like, people say the Yankees are bad. Compared to who? Compared to who? The Rays? All right, well, talk to me at the end of the year. And if you're right, word up. I'll say you're right. I will say you're right. But if it's the Rays you say are so much better than the Yankees, okay, we'll see that through the end and, you know, come back to me. We'll see how that works out. But in general, like, the Yankees are bad. Compared to the 98 Yankees, maybe, but, like, compared to who in the American League? Like, who have you seen in the American League that you're truly worried about long-term? I know you're going to keep saying the Rays. They're not going to win the American League East. If they do, I will acknowledge it then. But that's my take right now. That's my take. They're not going to win the American League East. And if I'm wrong, that means it didn't work out. But at least, like, I'm kind of putting something on the line there with the take. Otherwise, it's, you think everything's going to work out, everything's going to go to shit, the Yankees stink. Well, if you're wrong, that means they're winning. And no matter what, you're happy. Which, word up, I want us all to be happy. I think that's what we got to be a little bit more of right now. Unless Max Fried is done for the year, Chad, then we should all just say, fucking see ya. Just kidding. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. We'll talk about that more so tomorrow. Anyways, some other news and notes. That kind of wraps up everything we were going to talk about there. I was going to talk about Volpe, but that feels hypocritical to overanalyze one game. And we know we're better with Caballero playing shortstop than we are with Volpe. And, you know, it's a middle ground between, I think people get a little, people are just waiting to roast Volpe even before he does something bad. Well, yesterday he did something bad. He goes 0 for 3, struck out with runners on first and third, had an error. I mean, you really couldn't script a worse debut for Volpe yesterday. And I think it could get ugly fast. And forget, we've talked enough about, like, the fans. I'm not a perfect fan either, yo, so I'm not trying to be annoying and act like I'm, you know, gospel or nothing. But I do think people need to chill out a little bit. In the case of Volpe, like, I do think it could get ugly quick. Even seeing, you know, the face that Boone made yesterday after the error, like, he looked so pissed. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? And, like, we're obviously better with Caballero at shortstop. He's a better defender at the position. Offensively, obviously, he gives you more. He does much more just in general. That gives you a chance to win. We got 8 more days of Volpe as a starting shortstop. I still think there's a good chance he's in the roster still come Caballero's return. We'll see. But 2 days down, 8 more to go. Let's just try to get through it in the meantime. And it still is a thing where, you know, Volpe was supposed to be our starting shortstop. Well, now he's our backup. Our backup is the guy that's been our starter for 3 years. Like, it could be worse than that, which feels a little bit to say because this variation of Volpe is very bad. Like, the defense, I mean, even this area, like, that's just an easy play. I was going to roll the video, but I didn't want to because I'm just like, don't. Just, it's one game. But, you know, just to mention, like, that's a brutal season debut for Volpe yesterday. You guys already know. I'm well aware. Caballero, we are way better off with him. And I can't wait till he comes back. Can't wait till he comes back. 8 more days. Some other things. Yo, Carlos Lagrange. This was from the other day, but 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 8 strikeouts in those 5 innings pitched at AAA. Hit 102.8 on the gun. Now, his 46 strikeouts and 33 and a third innings pitched. ERA is a little bit up there. ERA at AAA is 4.32. But that's as a starter. And long-term, the Yankees still want him to be a starter. We know that. But if he's going to make an impact this year, he'd be out of the bullpen. And when I see 46 strikeouts in 33 and a third innings and a .213 batting average against, that only... No! No music just yet. That's for the outro, but we're not there yet. LeGrand hit 102.8 on the gun yesterday. Tuesday, excuse me. I saw somebody say when we were talking about bringing LeGrand here up. There's a conversation was more so about carrying 2 long men is not needed. Get somebody else in there, whether it's LeGrand here or Yovani Cruz, or even bring up Gary De Los Santos back. Somebody was saying, well, LeGrand is getting lit up at AAA. He's not getting lit up at AAA. We don't know what that ERA means. We haven't watched every single one of LeGrand starts at AAA. And again, it's one thing if I were calling for him to be brought up as a starter. I still wouldn't want to put too much stock in that ERA. But, you know, over the long haul, like, ERA still is a worthwhile stat. The strikeouts there, the batting average against, the velo. The Yankees need velo out of the pen right now. Strikeouts. And you just need an extra body, like we've been saying. And if LeGrand wants to be that extra body, or if the Yankees are down to have LeGrand be that extra body at some point, I mean, even with that ERA, seeing what he's doing otherwise at AAA, I would like to think maybe it could be somewhat soon, like maybe early in the summer, maybe by June, or maybe today, Chad. It ain't going to be today, but yeah, no, I mean, that's just something to acknowledge that LeGrand Hay is still looking really good at AAA, despite the ERA being as high as it is. Anyways, that's kind of our news, and we're waiting on Freed. We're playing the waiting game here to see what the deal is, but let's see just around the league what's going on today. So I believe the Rays are off, but let me double check. A lot of day ball today because it's Thursday, getaway day. Okay, so the Rays are off today. The Red Sox are playing the Phillies if you care, but I don't really scoreboard watching them too much. Yeah, so no Yanks, no Rays today. Let's all, I think, just take a nice refresher. Just take a breath. Everybody enjoy the off day and kind of just, you know, relax a little bit. Now, again, if we get bad news on Freed, which is not a guarantee by any means. Like, again, hearing his post-game sound, he actually calmed me down quite a bit. But he's getting his MRI. That's a different story. I'm putting that to the side. That we'll react to separately. But just in terms of struggling a little bit lately, we've had some injuries. The offense is scuffling. Like, that's just part of baseball. So I'll just take a deep breath, reset today, come back at it tomorrow for the Subway Series, which I am pumped for the Subway Series. Although I'm kind of bummed. Juan Soto, I'm about to go 2024 Dan Rourke right there. Our good old friend Juan Soto had a little bit of an injury bugaboo yesterday. He like fouled the ball off his foot. Now he's day-to-day. I hope he's in the Subway Series. One thing I'll give Soto, he still does have a little bit of box office left in him. So I would like to think he just says F it and is in the starting lineup for the Mets on Friday. But anyways, that's going to be an Apple TV game. We'll be live for that. We'll be live for Saturday as well, which is a Fox game. Again, we'll do a more deep dive into this series, like a full series preview tomorrow morning. But it'll be Cam Schlitter versus Clay Holmes. And for those who don't know how good Clay Holmes has been, he's a 1.86 ERA, which is one of the best in baseball. Now, obviously, the best in baseball is Cam Schlitter. That's who we got going for us tomorrow on Friday. Cam versus Clay Holmes, 7:15 first pitch on Apple TV. The rest of the Mets starters, at least from what I'm seeing on MLB, are TBD. But for the Yanks, Rodon, Saturday night, and then Sunday will be Ryan Weathers. That's baseball, as we said. I do think everyone needs to relax a little bit. Like, that's just how the sport goes. You should beat the Mets, though. You should at least beat the Mets 2 out of 3. If not sweep them. But I don't know. It feels weird to call for a sweep going into most series. But the Mets have been obviously brutal. But they've won a couple games lately. And they might be without Juan Soto. I don't even want to analyze it just yet. Because it's like the Yankees should take care of business against the Mets. Take 2 out of 3. Get back on track. And like, we got to get back on track. I'm not saying a thing where losing is cool. But also, like, you got to chill out a little bit. Like, we're going to be all good. Let's take a nice deep breath. Me too. Yesterday was a long-ass day, man. Got an off day today. It's one of those times where, you know, I never used to feel this way, but with Yanks, there's times where I'm like, you know, I kind of use an off day. And I think the Yanks probably could use one too. This is probably a good thing for them. Just like I'm saying, for us to reset, take a deep breath as fans, them too. Come back home. Obviously, we're at Citi Field, but, you know, back in New York, and then a four-game set against the Toronto Blue Jays come Monday. It's a big week coming up. Also, the schedule banner is now back on the YouTube side of things. Some housekeeping updates there. So I have all the, you know, the morning Yankees schedule, which there might be certain days where we go live at 9, but I'll make sure you guys know ahead of time. I'm still doing baseball today, which I'm going to be doing, I think, throughout this entire season still. Until I'm not doing baseball today, the schedule might get a little bit weird, but I'm going to have it on the YouTube banner now, always like what the plan is, watch party-wise, schedule-wise, so that way you guys are always in the loop. What else was I going to say? Highlights, I'm still working. I miss doing highlights, y'all. I'm still hoping to have a resolution at some point with those. Trust me, I miss doing them, y'all. And I know a lot of you guys are here for that. Going to try to get those back. But for now, just not an option. Not an option. But yeah. Otherwise, I'm really just free to sigh. Like, I'm kind of chilling right now with this. Like, yeah, we had a bad road trip. Can't let it snowball, but I don't think it will snowball. The Yanks are a better team than the teams are playing coming up. They're better than most of the teams in the American League. They're better than their competition. So again, like, Yankees stink. Like, Yankees suck. We got too high this team. They're not good. Not good compared to who? Like, please tell. Like, who are you worried about in the American League? And if it's the Rays, all right, I can at least respect that because, you know, they've been really good. Their pitching has been insane. They're off to a great start. Talk to me at the end of the season. Like, I can't even pretend to really be worried about them. I'm following along. I like scoreboard watching because that's part of it. It's fun. But are the Rays better than the Yankees? No, they're not. No team in the American League is better than the Yankees. And we're going to get healthy. At some point, we will get Stan back. We will get Jason back. We're going to have Caballero back in 8 days. Knock on wood. Hopefully, everything's all good with Max Fried. I think we'll leave it there, Chet. We will leave it there. MRI, I'll post the update on that. Whenever we do get it, Again, it's at some point today he'll get the he's undergoing the MRI, and I assume the imaging will come back at some point later in the night. But obviously we'll post on Yanks Avenue, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube community, all that. But yeah, I appreciate you guys so much, yo. We'll see what the deal is with that. Fingers crossed. I'm not all that worried given his post-game sound. But yeah, that's all we got here. Everybody have a great Thursday. Enjoy the off day. Let's have a nice deep breath of a Thursday and just reset, refresh, relax, and then we'll take care of business against the Mets tomorrow. I feel like I'm in the clubhouse. Oh, I wish I was. I wish I was, chat. Anyways, that's all I got. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Have a great Thursday. We're going to be all good. Let's go, Yanks.